Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm proud to announce that I am at the 2024 Milking Global Conference in Beverly Hills. This is our second year covering the conference, and I was able to get a repeat, an additional interview with Emily Musil Church, who, let me just say it, first off, Emily, you were our top. Last year, we did a whole series around this. I think we did 7 or 8 interviews, and your interview last year was our top interview with over 20,000 views. So, hey, Welcome back.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody who watched. Let's hope we can do another great show that people want to listen to.
All right, Emily. So a little birdie told me that you were in a ball gown earlier giving away an award. Talk to me. What was going on? I missed the ball gown.
Well, there's nothing really that's going to get you to wear a ball gown on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. other than getting to give out $1 million, a surprise $1 million to an entrepreneur who's been working to change the world. So today we had our Milk and Mutsepe Prize in Green Energy Award ceremony. We had 5 finalists who, out of thousands down to hundreds, down to 20 semifinalists who we funded. These are the 5 remaining finalists. We tested them in South Africa 2 months ago. Judges selected a grand prize winner for $1 million and a runner-up for $250,000. So today, people got to meet all 5. If you go to the website, you should be able to watch the ceremony if you missed it. You can meet and understand what these innovators were doing, creating green energy solutions that work off-grid. So getting electricity from hydro, solar, geothermal, all these sources that are good for the planet, green sources that are affordable, reliable, sustainable electricity. Even if people are completely off the grid, they'd be able to have enough electricity to power whatever they need, business, school, that sort of thing. So these are really world changers out there. So to be able to celebrate them is definitely worth getting in a ball gown for on a Monday morning.
I'm all for it. And I'm so curious, just to be like in your shoes, what goes into like how many applications were there? Like what goes into this selection process? Because I don't know how you do it. I mean, your team is amazing. What goes into this?
Yeah, well, the word team is definitely there. This is there is a huge world of people who are part of this. You know, some may go and just see, oh, great, here's a trophy and a $1 million check. But what goes into that process is really, it's not just selection. It starts earlier than that. It's about recruiting people to the world of entrepreneurship. So many people have ideas for things, or they see a problem and they say, I wish somebody else would fix that. So part of our mission is to be able to say, anybody who has a good idea or who sees a problem and thinks, maybe I have an idea somewhere that we want to be able to help support them. Think about, how do you turn that idea into something that is a prototype? How do you test that? How do you build a business plan? So it's not just only about down selecting. It is actually casting a wide net, getting people to be inspired by a particular topic. Last year was agritech. This year is green energy. And we give them capacity building. We had over 3,000 hours of mentorship, of Stanford online courses. So we really want to make sure that even if they don't win that $1 million prize, that being part of the Milk and Mutsepe Prize community is something of value to them.
Talk a little bit more just about the prize in general and why it was originally developed. So the Milk and Mutsepe Prize.
Yes. So this is the Milk and Mutsepe Innovation Prize program was started in 2021 with the idea that every year there'll be a different challenge linked to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So last year was agritech, and we awarded that at last year's global conference. This year is green energy. And we just announced today in the ball gown on stage, the next Milk and Mutsepe Prize that has another $2 million we're giving out. It's going to be in...
Where?
It's not where. It's a what? It's fintech.
Oh, fintech. Okay.
Yes. So this is hot off the press. You're hearing it here.
Take that.
You can... This is the
first
time.
So next year when I get you on the show, we're going to be talking about the fintech award
winner.
We'll be
talking about fintech. How do we get financial inclusion for people, particularly in emerging and frontier markets?
What went into, so this year, some of the award winners, you don't have to say names if you don't want to or otherwise, but like what were some of the themes around those that were selected?
So all of them had to create something that would be affordable is one criteria. So there's lots of things that we can do now happily. There's lots of new green tech that you can use for electricity generation. We wanted to make sure this is something that everyday people, wherever they are, will be able to afford. So affordability was one. Scalability. Yeah. So we were looking for companies that we believe were going to be able to scale and help the most the highest number of people possible. So scalability was big. Obviously, we looked at environmental impact. And then there's all the technical specs. So they had to make sure they had a minimum of 60 kilowatt hours per 24 hours of electricity generation. So that means something like, you know, there some generation is for a light bulb, which is great for people to have something like that. The idea behind that amount of electricity was so that somebody would have enough to start their own business. So the idea that it's not just about the entrepreneurs creating these green energy solutions, but they're providing electricity so that so many other people would be able to start their own businesses.
How do people get involved with this? Like how do, whether it comes from like submissions or it's the other side funding or like how do people, walk us into that ecosystem or let us into that ecosystem?
Well, it's pretty simple. So anybody can go to milkandmutsepeprize.org. They register to be part of our prize community. For that, we send out regular sort of monthly resources from anybody who goes to the Milk and Mutsepe Prize community can see we have a whole library of resources. So we don't assume people are going through the library, like, what am I going to read today? So we try to, you know, say, hey, check out this one. Or if something new comes up, or if there's an opportunity. So we want at the very basic level, somebody to have somewhere to go. If they're even just interested, it's, I want to learn a little more. But if they then want to compete, we let people know when registration closes. In this case, people would have through the summer to be able to submit what they you know, that they think they could be the winner. And there are two rounds. So for this next coming competition in FinTech, there are going to be 10 teams selected that will get $100,000 each.
A lot of good done with that.
Exactly. And then again, there'll be a $1 million grand prize at next year's global conference.
Wow. I want you to look into the camera. Give me a moment to ask the question. People that have not been to the Milken Global Conference, why should, whether they're corporate, whether executives, otherwise, look into the camera, why should everyone be attending this conference?
If you have not yet been to the Milken Institute Global Conference, you're missing out. This is a extraordinary, high-voltage, multi-day conference where you have the best minds in many different sectors. There's also a very large representation from the finance industry. So I believe we have over $32 trillion of assets under management represented at our global conference. Heads of states, movie stars, academics,
Elon Musk is here.
David Beckham. There's, you know, sports owners, players. So really the idea here is to bring people from across sectors to be able to talk to each other about ideas that really matter. And so often we are just polarized, or we have the same conversation with the same people who either have the same political beliefs or they're from the same sector or whatever it may be. So the idea here is really to have civil, forward-thinking conversations with people who are from a different part of some sort of ecosystem than you are. We want to make sure we have different perspectives that are put out. So we have, we're fiercely nonpartisan. Everybody is here. We want to have conversations ranging from things, whether it's gun violence prevention, the future of AI, inclusive capitalism, climate, sports philanthropy, rare disease, whatever it might be, to really say, let's all get together and say, how can we work together to have real solutions moving forward?
Amazing.
Join us.
Amazing. Yes, I agree. And I mean, for me, I'll just let everybody know. So, I mean, I've been 9 years. Today's my 9 year anniversary. First one I ever went to was 9 years ago. This is my second. I'll tell you, when I first came here, I was a I was in finance and I was here for, as an executive for another company. And, you know, now 9 years later, I'm looking at this, my second year as media. I wasn't even in this business when I was coming to this conference. And I remember, I would have never thought I'd be covering it one day. And now to see, I can say as an executive, when I used to come, it was amazing, amazing experience. But now that I'm, you know, part of media and I'm behind the scenes looking, I mean, the everybody's top notch. Everybody that I've seen, everybody, even the media side, the programming, everything, it doesn't get better. So, hey, highly encourage everyone to come. One last time, how do people learn more about the prize? Website, maybe?
Yeah, website, milkandmutsepeprize.org. You can also go to milkandinstitute.org and learn about our broader competition programs. So we do all sorts of competitions, yep. awards in different subjects. And we are always looking for bold new ideas and innovators. So we'd love to meet people. Please reach out.
Yep.
And come to our conference.
Amazing. And for everybody watching, don't worry. We will put all that information in the show notes so you can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with us, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We got many more entrepreneurs and executives and conferences coming up for you.